Hello, it's Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM.
Totally hits, totally Nashville.
Totally podcast.
Yeah, podcast, yay! Right now, a little segment we'd like to call, What's That in Your Mouth?
Would you like to kick us off?
I have a story from Florida, oddly enough. There was a guy who went into a jewelry store, and this is a couple of weeks ago, and he actually he was trying to steal like $750,000 worth of diamonds, and when the alarms went off and the police were on their way, he swallowed them. And he actually asked the police, could you arrest me for what's in my stomach? They said, yes. Well, there is a conclusion now. Apparently, the diamonds have made their magical journey throughout his body and have come out the other end.
Bran muffins and a drive on, you know, Bell Road.
Wouldn't you like to be the cop that was in charge of that?
Oh, gosh.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I need another colander in here. Anybody have a strainer? Cheesecloth? Anything? Like, oh my God.
Use those little things that they sell to kids, like when they go to Dollywood, where you can like sift for gemstones.
Oh, gosh. Or
you're like panning for gold. Yes. That's actually kind of what they were doing.
Panning for gold. Yeah.
Now, what happens to the diamonds afterwards? Do they put them back in the, do they sell them? Do they have to have a disclaimer?
Right?
Kind of like, you know, if something bad happens in your house, like you have black mold or there's a murder, you have to disclose that information.
Yeah, they're not diamonds. They're poo diamonds.
Yeah, it's just, I'm going to give you a deal on these diamonds. They're worth $750,000, but I'll let you have $500,000 if you, you know, are okay with it being in somebody's butt.
I think I'd take it.
Would you like poop diamonds?
Nobody would ever know, and they're easy to clean.
No one would know, and like... I mean, if I get a diamond for half the price just because somebody was stupid enough to swallow it,
All right.
Whatever.
Nobody will know.
Yeah.
All right. Here's part two of What's That in Your Mouth?
Yes.
So there's a guy who went to the emergency room with his girlfriend's entire fist in his mouth. They were filming a video they hoped would go viral, in which they said, I wonder if your fist would fit in my mouth. And so she put her fist in his mouth. Turns out she could. And that's when his jaw clenched up.
Oh.
And he couldn't open his mouth.
Lockjaw.
He got lockjaw.
So she couldn't get her fist back out.
Yes. So she's like walking side by side with her fist in his mouth as she's walking into the hospital. I guess what they had to do was give him muscle relaxants.
Yeah.
And then do like some kind of like twisty, turny thing to get her fist out of his mouth. There's actually video of not them trying it, but them at... like walking into the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to post that on the Woody and Jim and 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook pages so that you can see these idiots.
Jeez.
So they went viral, but not for the reason they wanted to.
Yeah. And I don't even think it was their video. I think it was somebody who saw them walking in.
Okay. Stay tuned sometime for another edition of What's That in Your Mouth?
Well, you know the internet is fertile soil for conspiracy theories.
Love it.
And one of the latest ones that's been around for a while but picking up steam again is Katy Perry, the singer, actually a grown-up JonBenet Ramsey, the girl that was abducted and presumably killed.
She did die.
They found the body. Okay. Yeah. It's been so long. Yeah. That was like in the 90s or something.
But obviously they faked that because she's now Katy Perry.
Yes, that's the conspiracy theory, that her parents faked her death so that she could grow up and be famous with a different name.
Right.
Which makes total sense if you don't think about it.
They actually did AI morphing with JonBenet Ramsey into Katy Perry.
Yeah.
No way.
Which you can do with any two faces in a simple click on a computer.
Yeah.
But Katy Perry, she weighed in on it. There was one Instagram post that had the morphing on it. And she was one of the commenters. And she said, wait, am I? And said it to the tune of her song, Wide Awake.
So it's a clever tie-in.
Yeah.
Hey, if you love Fireball whiskey, they're giving away a lifetime supply of Fireball. The only drawback is you have to be over 90 years old. So if you were born in the year 1935 or earlier, you can go online at LifetimeSupplyOfFireball.com. Realizing, of course, that anyone over the age of 90 is probably not computer savvy.
And at best, you're going to give out a couple years.
Yeah. We're going to send you 6 bottles. That should do you.
They're not giving it out to 21-year-olds.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of Fireball.
It's kind of funny, though. Gina?
Well, the Columbia City Council has approved $4 million to improve nearly 20 miles of streets across the city.
Okay.
Oh, so they're actually reacting to the fact that 10 billion people moved to that area?
That's an area that's growing fast.
Yeah, there's a thing that's called road biotics, and it's an advanced technology that evaluates paving conditions. Clearly, Nashville doesn't have one of those.
No.
Right.
And we don't want to hear about it.
Yes.
We want to drive over cheese graters all the time.
Yeah, Bell Road could use one of those,
that's for sure. Yeah.
So the paving plan was developed after they assessed that 5 years ago. So it's taken 5 years to even do this. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction.
Right. Yes, lightning fast government.
Yes.
Government, it works like a ninja.
Yeah.
There's 3 things you want to know this morning, Woody and Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Totally hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show, and now it is Gender Wars time. Let's bring in our contestants. For the ladies in the audience, we have Lisa in Murfreesboro. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. For the guys, we have Mike in Laverne. Hello, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
Good. It is the Battle of Rutherford County.
So you guys, you work together. You're colleagues.
Yes.
All right.
I love workplace rivalries when it comes to gender wars.
Makes it personal.
All right. So you get if you win, you get to, you know, parade this victory around all the other people you work with in a na-na-na-na-na-na kind of way.
Just me and her, so.
All right.
Oh, okay. It's a small business.
Oh, it's small business. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you can still do that.
I will.
Let's do a Get Acquainted question for you. Let's start with Lisa. What's the last new thing you tried?
Oh, my God, I can't remember. All I think of is I tried green peas for the first time.
Really?
And they taste like dirt. I never did like them, so I thought I'd try them, but they taste like dirt.
I don't mind peas if they're mixed with something, but by themselves, it's like, yeah, I understand.
That's me,
I totally get it. Yeah.
I used to eat frozen peas as a kid.
Did you really?
Yeah, just like straight out of the package.
As a treat?
Wow. As a treat.
Mm.
Lisa, you do know you're supposed to wash them after they come out of the ground, right?
Yeah, this is from a can, and I wash it.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
The can say now with 50% more dirt.
Yeah.
Mike, what's the last new thing that you tried?
Drifting in a car.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Ah.
And was it cool or is it scary? What was the feeling like?
A little bit of everything. So your body's not used to going sideways really fast. So
right.
It's definitely scary.
Wow.
Will you do it again?
I built a drift car, so yes.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Well, yeah,
that's
okay.
Cool.
That was the plan all along.
All right.
Neat.
That's it.
Remember, each of you have a screw, and let's go. You have multiple choice questions to start.
Okay, Lisa, is Ned Flanders the next-door neighbor on The Simpsons, South Park, or Family Guy?
Simpsons.
Yes.
That's right.
Good job. Yeah. Good start.
Point for Lisa.
Okay, Mike. Is Say Yes to the Dress a reality show on Bravo, TLC, or the Hallmark Channel?
Oh, my goodness. I want to say it. Oh, I see. I get it on Pluto TV, but I can't remember the thing for it. TLC.
Ooh.
No. That took forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll give it to you.
I was sitting there going, Woody, hit the buzzer. Come on.
Yeah, Woody, hit the buzzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa agrees.
Everybody except Mike is mad at me now. Okay.
All right, it's 1-1 with an asterisk.
Under protest. All right. Lisa, if you score an ace in golf, what does that mean?
A what?
An ace.
An ace.
A-C-E.
Oh, that means a hole in one.
A hole in one.
Ooh. That's correct.
That's why they wear 2 pairs of pants.
That's a terrible joke.
I know it's a
Save
terrible
it for
joke.
Monday's
Save
joke.
Save it for Monday's joke. Yeah.
Okay, Mike, you can lighten your hair by spraying water mixed with what fruit juice?
Oh, God.
Oh, I know.
Oh, shut up, Lisa.
Faster.
Pineapple juice.
No. Pineapple juice is no, no.
No, it's lemon juice.
Okay, I was a little bit more. I was a little bit more timely with the buzzer
no hair,
that time.
That's no fair.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. You probably did at one point. All right, it's 2-1. Lisa's in the lead. Okay. She could bury you, Mike, if she gets this one.
Here we go.
In the dirt.
It's all on the line.
It's a piece.
All right.
I'm going to go distract her.
Okay.
All right. Lisa, Pearl and Zildjian are famous brands of what musical instrument?
Oh, Lord. Screw.
Okay.
All right. She's throwing back to you, Mike. You could tie it up. Pearl
and Zildjian. What's that?
Guitar?
No.
Oh,
they make drums.
Cymbals, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good use of the screw, Lisa. Yeah. That is a victory.
All right. You guys were awesome. Lisa gets bragging rights and also some concert tickets.
Yeah. And a certificate of bragging rights.
For you.
All right. This is going to be fun. The rest of the day working together.
Yes.
Yes. It's always fun working with you.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you guys for playing, and enjoy the rest of your day. Anybody else? You know, get your own workplace gender wars conflict going.
That's right.
We walk into the studios this morning, and we share it with our sister stations.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
So occasionally, it's like a frat house. You know, like, you can tell there's no women that work here.
There's no moms to clean up after everybody.
Yes. And apparently I'm that mom.
Okay.
Right?
Jim is the mom.
So a couple of things that just, like, showed up at the same time this morning. As I walked into the kitchen, I see a pastry box, right? This, mm-hmm. like, big thing. It looks like there would be a cake in it or something good. And I'm like, what's here? What's been laid out?
And we also leave early enough to where, like, if there are things that are brought in, like, for the sales meetings and stuff, like, we never get it.
We've left before that
happens.
Yeah,
we're long gone.
Yeah.
So we're going, oh, what did I miss out on? Uh-huh. What can I still have? And I go to and open up the giant pastry box, and it's empty.
It's empty.
Of course.
So somebody went in there, and whatever was in there, they took the last one,
right,
and
left the empty box.
You know what? I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah, even though the garbage can is like 2 feet away.
2 feet away. So that's when I pick up the pastry box, and I'm like, am I the only one that can do this? That I can actually see that this is garbage? And just slide it off the table into the garbage? And then I go into the freezer part of the fridge.
Yes.
And occasionally I will want some ice cubes. Sometimes my coffee's too hot, or if I'm having a cool drink, I want some water.
Why don't you stay cool?
And we have ice trays. You know, the old-fashioned kind, the plastic ones you can kind of almost like twist and
you
the ice cubes
open,
pop out.
Yeah.
Stuff we used in, you know, during the Depression.
Yeah. Yeah, we have those. So I go in there to get ice sometimes, and there's no ice in nobody, like, you've somebody's
so
emptied them out
and
empty
not
tray.
Refilled it.
Yeah, there's
it's just full of air.
Air.
Yeah.
Or sometimes there's a what was a bag of ice from, like, one of those
a convenience
freezers
store type thing.
Near
cashier.
Yeah.
You know, and there's it's been, I think, in there since 1968. So what it's done is actually morphed into this giant iceberg.
Just one giant big ice cube.
So you got to, like, look around, like, hey, is there, like, a letter opener or scissors I can use to hack away at this ice? Now, I will
I'm trying to unearth a frozen mammoth.
Yeah.
Building an igloo.
Yesterday, I went to get ice. And I was like, okay, let's see if anybody filled an ice tray with water. Maybe somebody understands the whole process. And I look in, and I see that somebody did fill the ice tray.
Yeah.
With, like, 1/10 of the water. that you would need to fill up an ice cube. So the ice cubes were these little discs.
Yeah.
I needed like every one of them to make one ice cube.
like the size of a junior mint.
Right. Were you going to put this back with nothing in it and you mistakenly ran it by a faucet that was running and by accident some water got in there? Because that's what it looks like.
They were washing it out and just the residue. Washing it out
as I fill up the ice rice. Am I the only one that can do this?
Three things you want to know this morning. It's a birthday celebration for The Office. Turns 20 years old today.
Wow.
An awesome, that was a game changer kind of show.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
And it was good for several years until, they let Andy take over.
Yeah. When Steve Carell left, the magic was gone.
Yeah. But great show, though.
Oh, yeah. We still quote it all the time in my family.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So Snow White came out over the weekend. Despite the bad reviews and all the controversy and people looking to get outraged over it before it even came out, it still looks like it's going to be like the highest grossing movie at the domestic box office this year. That's it's trending. So it's still making a ton of money.
Right.
So maybe that's, I don't know, based on people who haven't heard anything from anybody who's actually seen it.
Right.
I'm going to see it today. Okay. So I'm going to go in and see if it's any good.
But, or you have the skeptics going to make sure, to see if it is really that bad or...
Yeah, or just people say, it's Snow White. Yeah. I want to take my kids to something.
Disney doesn't have to do a live-action version of everything.
Oh, no, yes, they do.
I think they scrapped the idea. They were going to do a live-action Pocahontas, and I guess they scrapped that idea now.
That would kind of... I find that kind of cool.
They're going to do it.
Yeah,
they've scrapped it. For now. They're going to make everything. They're going to redo everything.
I am so excited for Stitch. I cannot tell you. I think this is the most exciting one for me.
There is a lot of people that really want that movie.
Stitch rocks.
Yep. So there's a program now in Nashville for bars, and it's called Safe Bar Program, which is raising awareness about alcohol's role in sexual assault and drugging. That's kind of been...
I've taken that program.
Yeah.
So I am Safe Bar certified.
There we go.
So bartending.
There's 29 bars to date that are part of this program, and they have signs in their bathrooms that advertise the different test strips they have for ketamine and fentanyl.
That's good.
They have Narcan.
Nobody slipped something into your drink.
Yes. Yeah. They have signs all over the place that say, if you feel unsafe, talk to a bartender. They know how to help, which I think is really, really cool, because this day and age, You think we're protected by all of the cameras or your phones and all of these things, but I feel like it's even more rampant nowadays, especially with the different drugs and that are laced and stuff. And
don't leave your drink unattended.
Never.
If I was a woman out having a drink, I would pick a place that has this going on.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So I'll get this posted on our Facebook, which is Totally Hits Nashville, and our Twitter, our X, and Instagram, and the Woody and Jim Facebook page as well, and even our website, so that if you're curious where to go and feel safe, these are the bars to visit.
I like that.
I think they're also coming out with an app that will tell you where.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Real helpful.
There's a new term floating around. It's called boomer asking. And before you think it's about baby boomers, it's not.
Okay.
It's about boomerang. So you ask a question. Boomer asking is you ask a question just so you can talk about yourself.
Okay.
For example, you say, did you do anything fun this weekend? Well, here's what I did.
Right.
Or what do you think about the new Cybertruck? Well, what I think is, it's one of those things where you just want it to come back to you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's you really want to say your thing, but you're doing it pretending to want to know their opinion.
But I'm not going to listen to what you're saying so I can get to my thing.
All right, let's try it out.
All right.
You boomerask, and I'll just be the unsuspecting coworker in the hallways.
Okay. So how's work this week?
I got a couple of things that I've got, to plan for.
The kitchen was a mess this morning when I came in.
Oh, really?
There was a box of muffins that nobody threw away. It's the whole thing. There's crumbs all over the place. But, so what were you saying?
Well, you know, I've got a webinar, and then I've got to give some presentations.
I was looking out the window a minute ago, and I thought it was raining, but it was just a dirty window. So they really should do something about that. So there you go. You can have fun conversations where you don't listen to what anybody's saying.
Who's the boomer-asker that you know?
Now you can start calling people out on it, too. You just boomer-asked.
Boomer-asked me.
Oh, I've been boomer-asked.
That'll be a new reality show. But yeah, people, you're probably doing it all the time and don't even realize it.
That's so funny.
That's great. Oh,
have
my
fun
gosh.
At work today. All right, time now for a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. It's Waffle Day.
Yay.
Waffle Day.
What is the official statement of the day? Like, what do they call this thing?
International Waffle Day.
International Waffle Day.
Yeah, so it's all over the world.
It's not just the waffles of your own land.
Right, right.
It is all the lands.
Like Belgium waffles.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. I forgot. You're right. There
they
are
do,
certain
yeah.
kinds of waffles.
Yeah. Yep.
You don't hear a lot about, like, Mexican waffles or, you know, Venezuelan waffles. There's just, but Belgium.
Yeah. Don't look up purple or blue waffles. Don't look that up.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this says waffles came to Sweden near the early 1600s.
Oh,
so I think they
are the birthplace of waffles.
Yep. The event in celebration of them was called Shoot.
I like that. Happy Shoot Day, everybody.
Just disappear from your screen?
No, it's there, but it's Sweden.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Swedish.
You just make up any word. It doesn't matter.
Wait, let's hear you say it.
Okay.
Be quiet.
I'm Swedish, so I'm going to let my people down.
Okay.
Vaffeldagen.
Vaffeldagen.
Which sounded remarkably close to the religious...
Varfugnugen.
Varfugnugen, yeah, that's
right. Varfrudagen.
That's when you're eating a waffle in a Volkswagen. Waffelnugen.
My dad can count to 10 in Swedish.
Really?
Uh-huh. It sounds a lot like...
Oh, yeah, German is like that, too. Like, everyone sounds like the Swedish chef when they're doing...
I feel like I remember when I was a toddler listening, I'd just be like bouncing up and down to it.
The way you have your hair today, you actually look like you're from Sweden.
Yeah,
with my pea coat on, too.
Yeah, yes. You're the Swiss Miss today.
It's really cold in the studio, so yeah.
I'll take it.
I feel like it's like a very Swedish Christmas.
Oh, I'll take it.
So what are our thoughts on waffles? Are we all pro waffle?
I am. Yeah, I'm behind big waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Woody, you don't like waffles.
Oh, well, I like them to a certain point. Like pancakes. I'll eat pancakes for a few bitefuls, but then I don't want to see it again.
Waffles
is like that, but it's also like I have texture issues, so things that are sticky I don't like.
Yeah.
So waffles and pancakes aren't sticky.
Yeah.
But it's the stuff
it's
you,
the syrup
put on.
You put on top.
Yes.
And if I don't have to touch it, I'll eat it. If somebody would feed me, if I can go to Waffle House and sit down and someone comes and feeds me.
Some kind of gloves that maybe have tongs
on
them.
That's a concept.
Could you do that?
Somebody that works in a nuclear laboratory and uses the big fake hands to go in and grab things that might explode.
Homer Simpson's nuclear.
Yeah.
Put the glove hands in the gloves.
I know. I'll give you a nice gratuity if you feed me at Waffle House.
What do you like on your waffles, Gina?
I like strawberries and whipped cream.
Mm.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. No syrup with that. Oh, sometimes syrup. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm usually straight up, you know, syrup, maybe a little bit of butter.
Mm-hmm.
I do like some blueberries.
Yeah.
Some fresh blueberries on a waffle. Now, we know Woody doesn't purposely go out of his way to get a waffle, but Gina, do you have a preferred place to get a waffle?
You know, honestly, those like hotel waffle makers.
Oh, yeah. They make your own breakfast.
Yeah,
thing?
Those are pretty decent. And honestly, like, I love me a good Eggo waffle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right out of the toaster. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's something so good about them.
So you're not an elitist when it comes to waffles. You will accept the, you know, factory made waffle.
Yeah, I think that's just me in general. Like, even with steaks and stuff, like, you can give me a $5 steak and I'm happy.
Okay.
Like, I'm not, I don't have a sophisticated enough palate for anything.
For people to put steaks in toasters and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would probably try it. I would probably try it. Isn't that jerky?
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, it comes around because that's what I like on my waffles, is beef jerky. Back to the podcast.
there is a large group of people that have not worked in an office ever.
Yeah.
Because everybody I know seems to be having these like all work Zoom meetings or memos that come out that tell people, here's how you act in the workplace.
Because a lot of people are out of the rhythm because of the pandemic. People were working from home and
right.
stuff. Yeah,
sure. And I think there was a whole group of people that say, like, you know, got out of school and went right to their jobs during the pandemic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was like work at home.
Right.
So a friend of mine shared with me the stuff that they were having to be told was proper workplace etiquette.
So these are things everybody should already know. But,
you'd
don't.
Think,
okay.
You'd think, and it also says that there's been a problem with these things,
right?
Because there, some of them are very specific,
right?
You
this,
know,
this
so
happened,
like,
so we had to say this specific
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like the first one was just like kind of a workplace cliche, but they had to say, "Don't microwave fish in the lunchroom."
Oh, gosh.
That's reason for termination.
You
right
should
there.
Know.
Yeah,
you right, should just, exactly.
Yeah, yeah you're yeah. no longer
or
welcome
worse.
Here.
Bring
yeah.
them up on charges.
Yeah.
you know, and there's like, you know, just simple courtesies like, hey, if you're using the Keurig, take the pot out when you're done so and toss it in the garbage
right.
so it's
right.
ready for the next person and fill up the water tank if it's low.
Yeah.
And then this one was kind of interesting. Because I guess after I heard it, I'm like, yeah, I do remember people like this. Don't eavesdrop on other people's conversation and then insert yourself
uh-huh.
into it. So if like two people are talking, even if it's not work stuff,
right?
Don't like jump into their conversation. Well, you know what I think about
yeah.
that.
Just
yeah.
lurking in the background, ready to jump in if there's a break in the conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, this one is my absolute favorite because you know this came from one person being absolutely oblivious. They were telling everybody, if you are at your desk
yeah.
and you're wearing earbuds and listening to music,
mm-hmm.
do not sing along
Stop.
To the music.
Stop.
Especially if the song contains explicit
yeah.
lyrics.
Yeah.
No way.
So, I mean, it's already kind of funny when somebody is singing and you can't hear the music because they've got earbuds
and
in.
And
right.
so totally off key and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh.
yeah.
Yeah. And the lyrics are just like, bleep, bleep, bleep,
yeah,
bleep,
yeah, yeah.
bleep, bleep,
oh,
bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah. yeah, save the Eminem album for when you're in the car.
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. There had to be one person.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that just, person got so red, too, I'm sure, and just, like, got so embarrassed.
Yeah, or they got indignant.
Yeah.
I have a right.
Yeah.
They became all the Karen of the office, right?
Exactly.
I don't you dare tell me my First Amendment rights say I can sing the lyrics to WAP if I want to at the job.
My solo performance of Megan Thee Stallion. It's going to be great. Everyone in the workplace loves it.
And as the church secretary, I should be allowed to do it.
The Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good like I should.
I love it when there's a dog reunion. There's a really cool story about an Army vet. Her name is Kristen. She served in Afghanistan and had a military dog working with her named Frankie. And I guess they got separated because she got reassigned to another base.
Aww.
And Frankie had to stay behind. But now Frankie is retired, as is Kristen. And the Humane Society hooked them back up together. I guess they have a military dogs program. It'll reunite people who used to work with dogs in the military.
Oh, that's Aww. Great, because they had a bond, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I guess also pays for the vet bills for the
Aww.
Rest of their
oh,
life.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. They're retiring together.
We ended up having to part ways just because of the Army. It's been more than 3 years, so I'm both excited and anxious to see him. Because there's always like that like small fear of like, oh, is he gonna remember me? I'm not really too worried about that. We spent so long together and he's such a like happy, loving dog. And I just want to, now that he's retired, be able to give him like an actual dog life. Having him back now, it's indescribable.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Both of them had their tails wagging, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's the Mood Boost. Woody and Jim, totally hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Sometimes in movies, some of the funniest lines or some of the best memorable lines are in the script, or they could just be ad-libbed by right. whoever is doing the scene. And it's kind of fun to try to figure out which way it was.
So I'm going to present to you some famous movie lines.
Okay.
And you're going to have to tell me, was it in the script or was it ad-libbed? And they decided to keep it in the movie. So first one, we're going to go classic horror movie, my favorite horror movie of all time, The Shining.
Okay.
So Jack's got an axe and he's trying to get to Wendy, who's hiding in the bathroom, and he says,
"Here's Johnny."
Was it ad-libbed or was it in the script? What do you think, guys?
I think I actually know. I feel like I've heard them talk about it before.
That's okay.
I think it was ad-libbed.
It was off the cuff.
I think so.
It was so out of place.
Yeah.
You know, with the script. I think, yeah, he just made it up.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, famous for adding his own lines to the movies he's been in.
No kidding, yeah.
All right. Here is another one. The movie Moonstruck, starring Cher and Nicolas Cage.
Right, classic.
The famous line, Cher just winds up and...
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it. Was it in the script or was it ad-libbed?
I think it's ad-libbed because I feel like snap out of it is a knee-jerk reaction to something rather than it be like written down. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it was in the script.
It was in the script.
I win.
What do you lord said over
I
Gina?
Win.
All right, let's go to a little more modern movie. Slightly more modern because that's a while ago. The original Thor movie.
Ooh, okay.
He's in the diner. First time on Earth,
right.
And he's eating food, really enjoying it, and he finishes off a cup of coffee.
Drink, I like it.
I know, it's great, right?
Another!
And then he smashes the cup on the ground in the diner.
Right.
Ad-libbed or in the script?
I'm saying ad-lib because I know that he ad-libbed a lot in those movies. They talked about it on like their press tours and stuff like that.
So you're going with that?
I think so,
What do you think?
I think in the script.
It was ad-lib.
Oh!
We're tied up, Woody.
In your face.
All right. This is going to be here. I don't know if I have this queued up right, but this is from the movie Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey. This is just one of the funniest, weirdest lines as they're in the car.
Lord, you guys!
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
The most annoying sound in the world. And then that, was that in the script or was it ad-libbed?
I'm going to say it was ad-libbed.
Me too.
Jim Carrey, I think, did a lot of that.
Yeah.
It was ad-libbed.
All right.
Yes.
The end on a tie.
It happened in the moment. Yes. I don't know. We'll have to arm wrestle or something while we
that's right. Yes.
Play the song or something. Settle this thing.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Well, to the outside world, they're saying it was nothing. And the inside, there are investigations going on because members of the Trump administration, including the Secretary of Defense, were using an app from the App Store to discuss war plans as they were happening to fight youthy rebels who've been firing rockets in the Middle East at boats, cargo ships and U.S. Navy vessels.
Right.
And they mistakenly added a journalist from The Atlantic to their group chat about all their war plans.
So he was getting all these texts too.
He was getting the texts. I guess apparently he said he thought it was being spoofed and these aren't real. But then everything they had said in the group chat was happening in real time during that thing. They say, well, we were using a signal, which is encrypted, but is not allowed by the United States and the United States military as a way to communicate secure war, real-time conversations. And somebody's getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Next time, don't use WhatsApp.
AOL Messenger.
Yeah.
Old school. Woody, on the lighter side.
Yes. This is also involving the White House. They're looking for corporate sponsors The reason they want it is because they're going to do the White House Easter egg roll on the lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess, you know, they need at least $500,000 to be able to afford to buy the eggs.
Wow.
But actually, it's true. They are looking for sponsors. Like, it could be the Tostitos egg roll.
Wow. The Poland Weed Eater Easter egg hunt.
That's what I want to see.
I'm thinking college football sponsors.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Gina?
Well, a Japanese man on death row. He was on death row for 50 years, and he got acquitted. And he'll be compensated $1.45 million.
So he's in jail for 50 years for something he didn't do.
Yeah, he was found guilty of killing his boss, his boss's wife, and their two children in 1968.
Wow. So for 50 years,
yeah,
he thought he was going to be executed.
Right, and it was a record payout for the world's longest serving death row inmate.
Wow.
Wild.
Well, at least he'll have a nice retirement, I guess.
At 89, wow. If he can walk out of prison.
I know, he won't even be able to really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's sad. That's so sad.
My wife just watched some like documentary video on Japanese prisons. And do you know you can't like just sit on your bunk or, you know, the bed they give you? You have to sit either crisscross applesauce or you have to sit on the floor with your legs out.
Really? So they don't have... Wow.
No.
What it's a like miserable 50 years.
Just like that.
For something you didn't do.
For something you didn't do.
Wow, that is awful. There's three things you want to know, a couple things you didn't want to know.
So what's everybody doing later today?
My girlfriend Melissa has a doctor's appointment that I'm going to take her to. She's a little nervous about it. There's some, you know, because of undergoing some tests.
Nervousness is natural.
She's going to be fine, but, you know, just has to get an okay from the doctor. So I told her I'd take her there and wait for her stuff.
That's good. Great.
Getting boyfriend points.
Yeah.
Yeah, for doing that thing you should do.
I know. You should do it anyway.
I've got some work to do, some working out to do. I leave Thursday night for a birthday party trip. So I need to start kind of packing and getting my clothes ready to leave. And I'll probably make some either like meals or some cookies for Landon while he's away because, you know, without me.
Oh, he's just going to be alone eating over the sink.
He'll be eating Popeyes probably every day, takeout. So
he'll be laid on the floor eating with the dog.
Yeah, drowning.
What guys do.
Yeah, missing me. Yeah.
So. Walking around, not closing the bathroom door.
Yeah, that's right.
Leaving the seat up.
Leaving the seat up. Oh, my God. The freedom. The freedom.
Starting to sound pretty good, I guess.
Exactly. I'm going out today to see Snow White, the live action.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to hear your feedback.
I mean, there's been a lot of negative things said, and I'm one of those guys. Like, if everybody says something negative, I'm like wondering, like,
could it be that bad?
Looking for stuff that's bad, or is it really bad? So I'll report back to you.
All right. There you go. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. What did I just say?
You almost said it.
Almost said it. Didn't
but
say
you
it.
Didn't.
Didn't say it. Almost did it.
Didn't. Nope.
Totally hits 93.3 FM.
Can't prove I did.
Yeah. Didn't say it.